Hi, it's Mike Church, founder of the Veritas Radio Network and the Crusade Channel. Maybe you didn't know this, so let me clue you in. We are a listener-owned radio enterprise, meaning we're the little guy, the underdog, a David in a stadium full of fake news Goliaths. So, in exchange for your listening to this awesome preview of one of our shows, Puddle's Pity Party, promise me you'll download our free app and use it to listen to that show when it's live. And number two, consider joining us and becoming a paying Founders Pass member by going to crusadechannel.com and clicking the join button at the top of any page. Now that's not asking too much, is it? So go ahead, relax, and enjoy the following feast of original programming exclusively here on the Crusade Channel. King Size Truth from Radio Size Speakers. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about the Teen Vogue magazine story, counseling 12-year-olds on how to perform anal sex on one another, that if a 13-year-old boy showed up on my doorstep to court or to whatever with my 13-year-old daughter, and I did have 13-year-old daughters, so I can say this.
Until you've had kids, you go, well, I did, so shut up. Sit down.
And if I got any inkling whatsoever that this little effeminate, and I'm going to call him what I should call him, this little effeminate byproduct of this sick apostasy that we live among, had any designs on my kid's rear end, I would call him a little faggot. I would say, let me tell you something, you little faggot. I find out, ... Now, I'm not saying it to be mean, cruel, heartless. I'm saying, hey, you're a young man. Number one, it's sinful. Number two, your effeminacy is repugnant to your gender, your sex. Grow up, act like a young man, and then come back, you little faggot. Now, somebody's going to say, well, that's just mean. Well, if you don't say these things, and you say, oh, well, that's just the way he dresses. No, it's not the way he dresses. He is in open revolt against God himself when he refuses to acknowledge and be contented with the sex that he was blessed to be born as. This has to be one of the most maddening things. Maybe I want to be a woman. I don't, but let me just pretend for a moment that I did. Maybe you want to be a woman, John. You want to be Jane.
Not really.
You don't want to be John. You want to be Jane.
no.
To pursue that desire is to tell Almighty God, your creator, himself, I reject you. You're an idiot. I'm smarter than you. You screwed up. You put me in the wrong body. Now, there is a condition called gender dysphoria where you can have a mental disease of sorts or mental affliction. And you may actually think this. It's documented. There are people that this is a recognized mental disorder, okay?
Okay.
Short of that, it is an outright, when I used to be repulsed by it. I used to get angry about it. Now my stance is changing and I'm saddened. When I see a beautiful young woman seated across from me at the Mason-Dixon Diner in Fredericksburg, Virginia, and a beautiful long dress, beautifully made up, just beautiful, sit down at the table, and I go like, oh, she's modestly dressed. That's awesome. And then when her boyfriend comes and sits down, and I'm like, oh, look, she's got a little boyfriend there having breakfast, and in mid his church informs me, Mike, that's a chick. And I go like, no, it's not. He goes, I'm telling you, I'm a woman. That's a woman. I see this, and I go like, oh, my God. That woman had gotten very good at everything she could do to tell God, hey, you screwed up. I'm not a chick. I'm a boy. And I like her.
This is, fuck, this is a revolt. All this LGBTQ, transgender, tranny garbage is a revolt against the natural order, and therefore is a, who created the natural order, John?
That would be God.
That would be God. It is a revolt. It's an open revolt against God.